This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Keep your walls and trim protected while you paint with Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. It's designed for use on multiple surfaces and can be removed easily without leaving residue behind. Save big on Scotch Blue Painter's Tape from Menards. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're live. 1040 O Street. The Ticket. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O, the Metro, as they like to call it. Beautiful day today on a Wednesday. No breeze. Great temperature. Sun's out. And it's obviously a good day when it's drastically changed from some of the weather that we've had in our great state of Nebraska. But like we said on the crossover, there's some NCAA news. Not too much Husker news, but then we got some NFL news as well. So we'll just dive right into the NFL just because it's a little bit easier. You know, Kansas City Chiefs, you had the picture of, or the video of Patrick Mahomes coming in. First mini camp and off-season workouts for the guys. This is when things start to get intense. One of the captions was that he had a really good offseason, you know, about his weight and his body and stuff like that. You know, I think when you're a quarterback, you can get away with it. Patrick Mahomes is just a flamethrower with the arm. Obviously, with the Chiefs, this is a different offseason maybe than they have ever had in the last few years. You know, they probably had they went through a time where they had, you know, with the Kareem Hunt. Obviously with Andy Reid's son, a little bit with Tyreek Hill, but this is different, you know, coming off a Super Bowl where I felt like they kind of, I won't say backdoored their way into it, but I felt like this.
Be honest, they did.
They
earned it, but they backdoored it.
Here's what I mean by backdoor, because I think when you hear it, you're like, they got lucky. They didn't get lucky. What they did was, I think if you expected Kansas City to win a Super Bowl, it would have maybe been this year. There was a lot of transition. Travis Kelce looked a little slow. Looked like he was, you know, 1 foot out the door, 1 foot in. Obviously, he had, you know, off the field stuff with his relationship with Taylor Swift. But, you know, once Kansas City caught their rhythm and everybody else didn't really put them away, they just fell into a Super Bowl, but they earned it. They became more physical. They became more efficient offensively. They did what they always do. They honed in defensively, and actually the defense was there all year for the most part, but they cranked it up a notch in the playoffs. So that's kind of really what Spags does with his defense, is they go along the season, find out what they really do well. Younger players emerge, veteran players emerge. You got to think with Drew Tranquil, who came on a one-year deal after being a starter at San Diego or L.A. Chargers, coming over on a one-year deal, a late signee, ends up re-upping with Kansas City this year in the offseason based on what he did in that late season run through the playoffs and made some huge plays, big third down stops, so forth and so on. And then you saw the Travis Kelce show, and I think it was on display. Obviously, you had the dust up or, you know, the pregame talk between the Ravens and the Chiefs, and Tucker was kicking, and they kicked his helmet and so forth and so on. Then he proceeded to go out and have 11 targets and 11 catches and essentially showed, you know, why he is still one of the best, if not the best, tight ends in there, especially in the playoffs. cementing himself in the history of the playoffs and Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL history, and then going on to win the Super Bowl. But then you think, like, oh, okay, you saw the emergence of Rasheen Rice, right? And so you think, okay, the guy that they picked in the second round, I think he was, emerged by the end of the season.
Sky Moore.
But for Rice, they kind of were going through growing pains with him last year, mm-hmm. learning the system. He had a case of the drops, but it wasn't elongated. But he started to really take over and be like the number one receiver. And you saw him in the Super Bowl as well. You win the Super Bowl, you got a young team, relatively young on defense. You know you're not going to be able to keep everybody, Chris Jones, everybody else. And then you know what? You re-up with Travis Kelce. So you're like, okay, we're going to get him at least for another 2 years. He'll probably be able to play the end of his contract. You got Patrick Mahomes. You're going to have to re-up him. But he has a very cap-friendly contract for being the best quarterback in the league, a la how Tom Brady did it with the Patriots. And then as soon as you just get done with the Super Bowl celebration, obviously you had the stupid, senseless, shooting there. Ruined that. Maybe that was just a tell-all sign.
A precursor.
Rasheen Rice's touchdown in Dallas, and he's going Gran Turismo down the highway. And then they had reports of him when he was in college, and dealing with success is really hard. And then you have their kicker who was at a commencement, and then obviously he made national news. It doesn't matter how you feel, but at the end of the day, this is a different offseason for them, especially with such a young, impressionable team having to deal with this. Because to be honest with you, Austin, with Buffalo kind of not imploding, but getting rid of Diggs, both of their safety, Micah Hyde, and the other safety is gone. That's the bloodline of the Buffalo Bills, right? You think of who can match Kelce and Mahomes. It was Josh Allen and Diggs. Diggs mm-hmm. is gone. So that was really the only team you felt like that could eventually break through. Getting closer. That team is not what it should be. Is immensely talented as Houston is with the addition of Diggs. You're probably like, they're just maybe not ready yet. They're going, unless they catch him on the right time.
What better way to announce yourself?
Right situation. And then you just never know with Cincinnati. You thought maybe Cincinnati has the kryptonite in Patrick Mahomes. Well, Joe Burrow, injured his hand, and now you're like, what if? So you felt like going into this offseason that Kansas City Chiefs were the odds-on favorite, without a doubt. I don't care what they do in New York or with the Jets. And then, obviously, this has been a tumultuous offseason so far, and it's early in the offseason.
And Chris Jones hasn't even had his contract drama yet.
Right. And so, it's definitely a unique situation. Patrick Mahomes spoke on it today. Did the corporate thing, said he doesn't agree with it, but he says, he's and then the right thing. Look, he's been a teammate with Buckner for 7 years. He said, I'm going to judge him off of his character, what he's a teammate. And the one thing in the locker room, you stay away from politics, religion, and you don't ever jump into another player's contract issues. Those are just kind of three, unwritten rules. And so that's what they're trying to do. But this is a unique offseason for Kansas City, considering where they were, right? Mm-hmm. Winning a Super Bowl, and then where they were expected to be. This is supposed to be smooth sailing. From the celebration to now, the best thing for this team actually is probably to be there on the football field, in the weight room, getting back to each other, trying to get that connectivity back to so they can possibly go back-to-back as a Super Bowl champion.
The rest of the league is loving this offseason, right? Obviously, their focus isn't on what's happening in Kansas City. They have to work on figuring out how to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
How do you out-scheme Andy Reid? I would throw Baltimore into that list of contenders, but it gets harder with McDonald gone, right? Being up in Seattle now. Lamar and that offense, I think, still have the weapons.
Oh, yeah.
But Kansas City's defense was so good, right? And I think, Jay, you can speak to this as a linebacker, too. Like, defense will always be the backbone of a team. Right. Even with a team that's quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes, if Spagnuolo's unit can keep its nose clean, can get down to business, we know the Chiefs only need a couple drives on offense to capitalize and make it worth it. With all the drama on offense and special teams, if that defense is ready to go from week one, the league's still in trouble.
Yeah, the league's definitely in trouble because I think Andy Reid, dropped a little nugget last year coming out of training camp. He's like, well, the coverage is a little bit tighter because they were struggling on offense mm-hmm. a little bit, at least to their standards.
Yeah.
He's like, well, the coverage is a little bit tighter in training camp. Well, that lets you know them young guys are growing up, right? And they played excellent last year.
No, Snead is going to be a loss.
Yeah, Snead's going to be gone. But you kind of knew that before the season. You knew that the way he was ascending as a player, you had to decide between Snead, Jones. I'm going defensive lineman because in Spag's system and the way he's developed defensive backs throughout his whole career, you're betting on him. And also they've drafted well, too.
Yeah. Well, let's go through that line of DBs, right? Started with Marcus Peters.
Yes.
Okay, then he gets too expensive. Then it's Charvarius Ward.
Yep.
Ward gets expensive. Snead's the next guy. Has a couple really good years. Looks like Trent McDuffie.
Yes,
is next, in line.
But
right?
He's the draft pick, though.
Most of these guys were.
Yeah.
Or cheap free agent guys.
Yeah.
Kansas City has done a really good job of shoring up DBs cheap.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe McDuffie breaks the string. Maybe he gets a contract. But until I see it, I just think Kansas City's going to draft a guy next year to be ready in a couple years to learn, grow with McDuffie. He'll walk, and that'll be the next number one guy. It's easier to find a good enough cornerback. It's so hard to find another Chris Jones.
Yeah, and they've done a good job of drafting, because Joshua Williams is okay, you know, and we'll see what's on Jalen Watson right now. And and they've done a really good job of, like, with Justin Reed, because I think what Justin Reed is able to do, he's able to play at all three levels. You can blitz him as a linebacker. You can play like dime safety, but then also he can what we used to call, you can clue out there and help a younger corner, meaning you're giving him over the top coverage, inside leverage coverage, or you can actually get over the top and allow him to play really hard inside, and you're playing on outside. And so, but his position flexibility allows Spags to do everything that he wants with McDuffie on the other side of the field. So there really is no loss for them because of the schematic and what they've done in development, you know, the way they've developed their players over time. But really, this is the first new time in this new age of media-driven, negativity-driven era for Kansas City. You got to think, because you got to think there was a lot going on the whole they played the villain, right? With the, you know, nobody wants us to win. We're the underdogs. We're not getting respected. You know, they're, you know, with the Taylor Swift thing. Well, now you were expected to be, you know, the crown prince. And now you're having an offseason that's not up to standard.
It feels very Golden State Warriors to me, right? Because if you think of the drama that's happened in Golden State, it hasn't been Steph Curry's fault, right? Steph Curry will get brought into it because he's the face of that franchise. He's the heartbeat. Everything with the Chiefs, Mahomes has handled really well. The drama that he's involved in hasn't been about him. It's been his wife. It's been his brother mostly, his dad a little bit last season. But it hasn't been Patrick Mahomes. If that organization stays stable and is able to, you know, rebound from this and make it look like nothing happened, obviously it's because of the talent of Patrick Mahomes. But let's not understate the leadership qualities to focus everyone back up, to bring the team together and say, you guys got to deal with that on your own. I'm here for you. I trust in you. I believe in you as the franchise quarterback. But I think Steph and Patrick Mahomes, obviously very different points in their careers, but those two guys might have been doing the best job of any superstars in history of keeping their own name out of the drama as the primary source.
Right, and they've done a really good job of separating themselves from people that are very close to them. And you know, when you think of Steph Curry, him and Draymond came up together. That's like, they're like brothers. Big brother, you know, little brother, the protector, and the little brother, the golden child, whatever you want to call it. But then also, I think they've done a good job of being mature as far as Golden State is standing on business and dealing with what they got to deal with. Kansas City is a little bit different because even though Kansas City is the Super Bowl champs, they do have chinks in their armor. And I was assuming that this offseason was like, okay, now our defense is kind of settled. Because that was always Kansas City, even when Alex Smith was there. You're like, yeah, they're going to be fine offensively, but they can't. Remember when Derrick Henry they just came in and just ran all.
Remember that time Indy came back from down 28
right,
on him?
And you would just run the ball, right? Because you would just eventually start gashing him. Then you'd hit him over the top.
Pittsburgh did it to him. Tennessee did it to him.
So no longer, right? And what made Buffalo challenge them this year, even though I don't think Buffalo was as efficient offensively as in years past, was the ability to run the ball in that game. Now, Diggs dropped the touchdown. Rest is history.
the Ravens just stopped running.
The Ravens,
they had him on the ropes.
They didn't run the ball. They ran it in the beginning of the game. So, you know, now we're going to try. We're going to try to go tit for tat for it. We're going to go 7-on-7 again.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Saving money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Work's cordless power tools and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Work's cordless power tools and lawn equipment. Plus, the weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Against the Kansas City Chiefs. But even with that, they do have chinks in their armor. They're not a, it's not a foregone conclusion.
No.
You got to think Cincinnati, where they're situated, their market, they're on a mission.
And Arumo has their number a little bit.
Not a little bit, a lot of it. And they don't fear, they embrace Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Kansas City is fully over, because even though Kansas City beat them last year, it's not the same Cincinnati without a full plethora of weapons. Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when they see Joe Burrow and he don't blink, Spags knows that's the dude over there that can beat you. But then there's other teams, and you never know what Denver's going to do. Are the Raiders going to be really good? And, Khaki is out there. So you got to think, Kansas City and those guys, it's kind of like when New England was in the AFC East and dominate. They knew they could possibly go 5-1, 6-0 just in the division. Well, with Khaki out there, and you got to think you're going to get a better version of Denver this year with Russell Wilson gone, mm-hmm. just on that alone, the Raiders are on their uptick.
They hate you. They hate you.
And they came to your house and beat your head in,
mm-hmm.
right? So they ain't
on
backing.
Christmas, no less.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And they're not backing down. This is a tumultuous time for Kansas City, in the sense of you're going to get challenged the most by the teams that know you the most,
mm-hmm.
right? The teams that knew them the most in the past, they couldn't handle them. The Raiders were undisciplined. They would eventually just give you the game. San Diego, even though they were putting up a lot of yards, Justin Herbert would get hurt every game against them because Kansas City's defense was killing the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denver, you didn't know who was the head coach. You know, I mean, whatever, because they were turning over head coaches. It was Vic Fangio, the one dude they had, Shermer.
John Fox.
It was just a pretty much rinse and repeat. You might beat us one time, but we're going to beat
it.
You. Or Hackett. That's what. We're going to beat you four or five times in a row. That is no longer, because mm-hmm. you got legitimate coaches at every spot. And then also they were going to draft well.
You're sold on Antonio Pierce?
For the Raiders, yes.
Okay.
He fits the Raiders. Mm. I think he had – I know Antonio personally. So I got to see him and chop it up with him down at the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, when I was down there with Frost and them, he came in – during the spring when he was at ASU. I think he might have been, he tried to see what's up, you know. And he was, I talked to him for 30, 40 minutes, you know what I mean? And just catching up with him. You always knew he would be a head coach. Now, what's going to really be the tell-all is when can he take that next step, right? And this is the equivalent of I had to deal with this when I went from a part-time starter to the guy, right? And so for me, I was just telling the story the other day that, like, you know, the first six games in my rookie year, I'm inactive. I'm chilling. I'm just sweat-suiting it up. Somebody gets hurt, I'm up. Not only you're playing special teams. Okay, I'm playing special teams. I came into Kansas City, you know, played a series or two. You know, you just don't want to mess up, you know. But then next thing you know, somebody gets hurt again, now you're starting. Okay, now towards the end of the season, now you're starting to put up numbers, right? So now you're on the scene, but you're not the guy yet. And then when you got to go from being a guy that has a good run at the last six, seven games of the year or whatever it is, to the guy that gets that they're preparing for, this is what Antonio Pierce is doing. You had the nice little run where you got some accountability, swagger, toughness, energy, somebody that actually wants to be there and be coach and invested in the Las Vegas Raiders. And you ended the season on a high note and you got rewarded for it. Now everybody's preparing for you to be the head coach, and it's a totally different situation. So
kind of like what Purdy went through at quarterback, right?
Yeah, as a player, yeah, of course. Now because they have more tape on you, Jalen Hurts, right?
Right?
You deal with success and how you come back to, you know, the sophomore slump after you have success. See a lot of rookies, go through a second year slump and then they, you know, come back. But I think for the Raiders, where they're at right now, ownership. I like the younger Davis. I still think that he could do some better stuff. I like Antonio Pierce for it. I think he could win. I think the players believe in him. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he has a pretty good staff there. I think they're going to get better. They're just in a hard division. You got the best team in the league, the returning Super Bowl champions, and you know Khakis is going to come with it. Mm-hmm. And you know Sean Payton's got the ego that he's got to come with. So it's not the AFC South, right?
Right.
So if he was a head coach in the AFC South and you just bring what you need to bring, you know, that's why I think Raheem Morris has a tremendous opportunity.
Yep.
When you compare him to everybody else, that he can really come in there, energy, accountability, toughness, swagger, young talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some bell cows on each side of the ball and just let them go. And then you can make some noise and actually maybe you win it 2 years in a row because it hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it's going to be hard to really break through because of Patrick Mahomes. You still got Justin Herbert, and you assume Sean Payton's going to get a quarterback to be feasible, and you need a quarterback as well down there for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. It's an uphill battle, but I think the Raiders are invested in him just like he's invested in him as much as he's invested in the Raiders.
So if you're an AFC West team, obviously Kansas City is the standard you're measuring yourself by, right? You want to win the division. You get two cracks at everyone in your division every year. But let's say Kansas City wins the division again this year. What does it mean for these teams to win? Is it get, you know, one of the first two wild card spots and not be the lowest seed? Dominate the rest of the conference and take your shot at Kansas City? What does winning mean in a division with Patrick Mahomes?
Let's just say, like you said, Kansas City wins the division.
By two or three games.
Two or three games.
Yeah.
Then you need to be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at a team like the Chargers, right, they probably are the best equipped because they have the second best quarterback.
No wide receivers, though.
No wide receivers, but Harbaugh has shown without wide receivers and his affinity and attention and I guess his thought process on how he like slows down the game or he coaches the game, they're going to run the ball.
Right.
They're going to run it. So, and also they have a quarterback that he feels can make everybody else better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you get rid of a Keenan Allen, a Hall of Fame receiver. You get rid of Mike Williams.
Everett's gone too, right?
Yes, Everett's gone too as a free agent. But you're hoping Quentin Johnson takes a huge step. Now, Jim Harbaugh has shown that he's able to get guys that have underachieved do better. You think about Alex Boone out there in San Francisco, kind of a situational starter, challenged him, got him to where he was a Pro Bowler, and he got a second or third contract. I like Ladd McConkey as their draft pick. I like him better. I like him really, really well in this system. Really, really good route runner. Tough after the catch. Will obviously deceive you by his looks, but he's a great blocker downfield, and he's going to make the extra effort. Now, where they really are hoping that they really get a lot of, you know, make hay is the running game, right? You got to think they got J.K. Dobbins, who's coming off of injury, and they got Gus Edwards, who fits Jim Harbaugh,
yeah,
by the way, of John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. So he already has the intel of him. Hayden Hurst, who was a factor as a tight end. If he's healthy, then they're right on. Then they're right. Because that offensive line, you got to think with their offensive line. Lindsey is a dude. Yeah, he's their center. You build it from center
inside
on
out.
Inside out. Joe Alt, you expect him to be really good, right? Because mm-hmm. he was by far the best offensive lineman. And then you got Rashawn Slater.
Yeah.
And Zion Johnson is a dude. He's a road grader. And then you got Jameer Salyer, who's the starter, is going to be pretty good. And you got Bradley Bozeman, who came over from the Panthers, who is a center guard combination. So they have a backup plan if one of the inside guys don't take the huge step. But Zion Johnson is a dude. So this offensive line is built for them to be successful. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, you got Bosa, and you know you're going to expect him to play well. And you got Khalil Mack, mm-hmm. along with Denzel Perryman in the middle. And they're going to have guys in the defense line are going to be good, and their defensive backs, and all with Derwin James and Asante Samuel Jr. This is a Jim Harbaugh quick turnaround, tough guys on defense. We're going to be tough on the offensive line, and we're going to out execute you.
I know Jim Harbaugh wasn't the coach for this, but I almost wonder if we see Jim Harbaugh use Derwin James almost Jabril Peppers-ish. Right? I mean, think about
They already do.
They do, but yeah. Is Derwin James going to take that step, right? When he's healthy, he's that dude. Yeah. Like, he's in that Minkah Fitzpatrick
conversation, right?
He's that same kind of player. He's actually slowed Travis Kelce down in a couple of matchups. He's just not on the field enough for him.
Yeah, I think Jim Harbaugh is going to use him as an X factor, because he knows by scouting other teams, if you want to stop Kansas City, you stop Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Money time is Travis Kelce. The only guy that's been able to one-on-one and do well with him has been Derwin James.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, but then he also knows Derwin James has that hybrid safety linebacker, not really linebacker, but hybrid nickel linebacker, you know, third down safety linebacker type of build, where he can cause havoc as far as coverage, blitzing, mm-hmm. but then also he can be an X factor when you need him to make a huge play. And that's the way that Mentor structures his defense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to accentuate their positives, which is Derwin James, Khalil Mack, and Bosa. The biggest thing Jim Harbaugh has to do, and this might be done through their offseason strength and conditioning program, is keep these veteran, all-pro, Pro Bowl players healthy throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see a different-looking football team. And what's that going to mean? You're going to see some power. You're going to see them running. You're going to see guys more healthy, and they're going to be more explosive. They are the X factor in the AFC playoffs.
I'm curious to see how this season goes, and I think your point about them being more physical is absolutely going to happen. And the reason I think that's important is because they've had this kind of finesse, you know, LA cool kind of reputation. When you're physical, yes, there's maybe more body blows, but if you're delivering them, it hurts the other guy more than it hurts you.
Yeah.
Maybe they need some of that Harbaugh attitude to start delivering some punishment instead of always taking it.
Well, yeah, they're going to be more physical.
Maybe they need some of that Harbaugh attitude to start delivering some punishment instead of always taking it.
Well, yeah, they're going to be more physical. There's no doubt about it. And they've, even back when they were in San Diego, the Powder Blues. Yes, they had LaDainian Tomlinson. They had Lorenzo Neal, but they always were finesse.
Yeah,
they were never a team that can finish.
Right.
Right. And so what is Harbaugh going to do? He's going to make sure that they finish. Mm-hmm. He's going to challenge them. And then when they get into training camp, as much as possible, is going to be a physically taxing, as much as mentally taxing training camp, which is going to allow them to lessen the talent gap. And the biggest glaring position or talent gap position that they have is at the wide receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
Can Johnson, can he step up? I would have liked to seen them. I would like to see them keep Keenan Allen. Just for like a bridge year, can we get a hometown discount or a friendly deal? make you happy, make us happy, the understanding after this year, probably going to be gone. Trading him to Chicago doesn't do anything for him, and you didn't get enough draft capital back to say, you know what, we're going to get somebody that's eventually going to be up to that standard. He came off his best year because I'm okay with Mike Williams leaving because he's injury prone. Mm-hmm. He got injured again last year. You can't count on him. Keenan Allen is essentially rinse and repeat, and he plays the biggest in the biggest games.
Yeah.
And he strikes the fear in defensive court. He strikes fear in the defensive coordinators mm-hmm. and their mindset. So he makes them lose a little sleep. But with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk a little NCAA talk that we talked about yesterday. The ACC decided to jump in bed with the Big 12. Set forth, I think 2025 is, Austin, that they're going to bring everything in-house and be playing.
So.
And then they're going to back pay some athletes because they weren't able to take advantage of the NIL. Who will be next and who will react next? And what does this mean for the base or for the whole as a whole for NCAA football? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get everything you need for your next project today at Menards and save big money. LP SmartSide products are the number one brand of engineered wood siding. SmartSide Trim and Siding offers long-lasting performance and delivers the warmth and beauty of traditional wood. Save big money today at Menards and LP SmartSide products. Plus, visit Menards.com to view the weekly flyer and check out all of our great deals happening this week.
Save